Hi, you reach emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kim. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, Kim. Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Not good. I've been waiting since yesterday for this roadside assistance, and I'm not good.
Wow. Okay, let's see what's going on. Let's see if I can locate you. Did you have a ticket or did anybody?
Do I have a ticket?
Yes, did they give you like a dispatch ID number or anything?
A claim number?
Like a, yes, something like that.
Did we get a claim number, honey? Yeah. Oh, I don't have that number, but you can look it up.
Okay. 3-8. Lord, it's been a morning. Was that the number you used when you called in?
No, the number you just called when we called in is
951-764-1909. 1909. It said it was dispatched with 120-minute ETA yesterday.
Yeah, I know. So I've yet to have any.
Lacey's Towing Service.
Okay, so can we use somebody else? Because Lacey's Towing Service or whoever was being used before is completely dropped the ball. They're telling me they can't get a hold of their driver. Their driver was in contact with me, had me waiting on the side of the road. That was 5 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours ago now, because it was at midnight. So now doesn't return phone calls, and now they can't get a hold of them. And they said they have nobody else in their company.
Okay. I can redispatch for you. So I'll cancel that out, and I'll redispatch with a new provider.
Canceling out.
Is there anything else I can do for you this morning?
Canceling out will leave me what?
Canceling this out, okay? So we have, so this particular company that you guys chose to send to us emergency-wise, this has clearly left us stranded, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So this company that you guys have chosen and you're entrusted to take care of us as your customers has left us hanging. So this company only has two drivers in their whole company that can help us, and that's on a good day. One guy isn't calling them back, and they have no idea where he is. I mean, he could be murdered on the side of the road. We have no idea. They don't know. They're concerned. They have no idea. The other guy is in San Francisco right now. So in all reality, by the time he gets down here, if he was beelining it to us, we're lucky if it's 6 hours. We have been waiting for 12 hours. We started calling you guys before 7 p.m. last night. So what do we do today? Where, who, and how, and what do we do about an emergency situation at this point? At this point, we can't do another 12 hours.
I don't think it should be 12 hours. I was going to work your ticket right now. The other option as well is we do have customer service if you're unhappy. Do you want that number?
I'm extremely, I mean, yes, 100% I'm extremely unhappy and have to talk to some head up supervisor, somebody. But
okay.
If you want to give me that number, that's fine. I'll take care of that. But really, like ultimate priority right now is we have a family of five. We've been waiting for over 12 hours. All the hours that a human body should be asleep, we've been awake. We need to go home. And you're the company we pay to trust to get us home in an emergency. And here we are facing an emergency.
I understand. I'm going to work your call this morning as soon as I get off the phone with you to find your provider. So hopefully you're not another replay of what occurred last night. And you could call customer service as well. They're above us, and they're more, I guess, capable of handling these type of situations, because in this department, all we do is dispatch.
Okay, what is their phone number?
It's 888-684-9327.
9327?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to work your ticket. I'm going to notate your account with everything you said and your displeasure, and start working your ticket.
Okay, so what I want to make sure is if we only got one guy in San Francisco coming down to us, let's not stop that one guy coming down to us until we get assured that another guy is on his way within an hour.
Absolutely.
I just don't want to cut something off if something has a potential of 6 hours or something. I don't even know. I don't trust that other company at this point. But
I was
going to
leave that open,
just
open up another ticket
okay.
and see what was available just in case. I thought that would be the smart thing to
okay.
do.
Okay. That's
great minds think alike.
Smart thing to do right now. We'll take it.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, but I know you'll probably give us a call back. When should we expect a call back?
I will try to call you back every 10, 15 minutes, or is that bothersome?
Okay. No, we actually haven't gotten any contact from anyone, and we're just sitting in silence staring at the phone. So, I mean,
okay.
12 hours is a long time to sit. Yeah.
I agree. Totally. So I will reach out to you every 10 to 15 minutes, and I also notate your account as such.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
And it's been my pleasure this morning, ma'am.
Okay. Talk to you shortly.
Bye. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.